Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game
Bang! Summertime! 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 That's what day it is. That's right. Today is summer. July. No, not July. I'm a month ahead of myself. What am I doing? June! June 1st. Summer is in the air. The days are getting hotter. And just like it ever was, Video Game Bang is live in your ear holes, on your Twitches, in your Facebooks, and even on the YouTube. So YouTube Gaming's picking up a lot of steam. We're there. We got to thank our sponsors before the show gets started. So let's do that now. Oblivion Comics and Coffee, downtown Sacramento, right there on K and 11th, across from the Big Giant Church. Once you're done with Real Church and you praise the All Be Jesus, you can go right across the street and pray to Superman. Get your comics and then get some really, really good coffee from Chocolate Fish, local coffee bean maker. Yep, that's what they're called, coffee bean makers. And then you got to thank Mainframe. Insane in the Mainframe. They make clothing that is for nerds, but isn't nerdy. That makes sense. So it actually looks kind of cool. They got hats. They got compression sleeves if you're like a hardcore gamer and you want to, you know, compress your arm so that you have that circulation. Placement matches are back in Overwatch, so you got to be serious. You need to rock your OP optics glasses to protect your eyes from that blue light, which you can get at Mainframe. You got to wear that compression sleeve so you have full dexterity in your fingertips. It's absolutely necessary. And besides that, we have one other sponsor, Energy Esports. Go figure. Tomorrow, driving all the way down to LA because the Rocket League team is going to be in the World Championships. So we are sending our energy down there to LA. You can watch it on twitch.tv. Well, I think that's it. That's the business. All right. Good show. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. We will see you on the internet.
Are you done?
It's the longest intro.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Ever. The longest.
Yeah. You know, we got business.
And you know today's not the first day of summer, right?
It's the first day of summer. All
right.
It's well. June 1st.
Okay, what does that mean?
That's the first day of summer.
No. Clearly not.
June 21st.
Like no, it's or, summer. Yeah, like go outside and tell me it's not summer.
It's not summer. It's like crazy out there.
I have very sensitive nipples, and they tell me when the season actually changes. There's the date on the calendar.
June 20th.
And then there's the actual date when my nipples tell me.
So glad you're not in the weather.
You heard his voice, Aaron Carter, on the program. What's going on, man?
What's happening, everybody? How's everybody living? We've done two shows off of dates now.
Getting a lot of flack for your mixtape.
From you. I mean, if anybody, like, you're the only one. So
I think I saw in chat up there someone said that it's not very good.
Drew in the TARDIS.
Oh, Andy Penny.
Okay. He wasn't feeling V, and then I had to explain him what V was for, and then
vitamins.
He got it. He got it, and he was like, okay, he needs to go back and listen to it and appreciate
it's just
it.
It's not that good.
It's a good one.
I feel like as your career is going on, you're getting more desperate. The ideas don't come to seem as natural.
No.
I mean, when that first album dropped, Aaron, it was so fire. Like, what you were saying was stuff that we could all relate to, and I felt like, you know, you could just put it on whether you're in the car or on a jog, and it sounded perfect. But now, as it goes on, it just gets so self-indulgent. Like, it's all about you now. And
V wasn't all about me. Did you not see
reading between those lines, you know, just people can't relate to you anymore.
V was for V. First of all, whole bunch of entendres in V.
Too many entendres, I'd say.
It's like it's for the soul.
It's like a high schooler wrote
it. Was.
It's vitamins.
I think you need to get your ghostwriter back.
Roman numeral number 5. It's my 5th mixtape. Yeah.
5th mixtape artwork. Continue.
Also, a co-producer on there is V Castillo. Okay. She did lovely work. She's on the first track as well.
Maybe she's the problem.
Wow. I don't think you want to tell her that.
I'm just thinking outside of the box.
Because the lights went out, and...
I know what that means.
What does that mean?
We go home.
That means we go home, yes.
Speaking of going home, he's back home on the Video Game Bank off of...
Wow.
Hiatus? I don't know. David Webb.
What's going on, everybody? Was I on a hiatus?
I don't know. Have you
been? I don't know. No.
I mean, I guess...
I think
mentally,
you're out of
mentally,
it.
Mentally. Mentally, you've been gone for a while.
It's an off. I mean, it's an off day, right?
It is an off day. Thursday feels weird.
It does. It feels like our mojo is off. Usually this is the day when the podcast comes out, but we're actually recording it. We couldn't. It was my wife's birthday. We've recorded through worse, but...
clearly that takes precedence over...
I guess.
You know, the show.
Yeah. This time.
Saying.
Yeah, whatever. No, she's lovely. I love my wife.
That sounds so much like an afterthought. She's lovely.
Yeah.
You hear that shovel? I heard it.
Yeah, I mean, some people dig.
So, I want to know what's going on in the world, Aaron. We're in this crazy Trump world where he's making up words. It's taking over the internet.
This last one blew past my head.
What was his name?
Covfefe.
I don't know what that means.
Which apparently it's officially dead.
I hope the internet.
The internet killed it in a day.
Record time.
We know it's dead because it's now added to Words of Friends. You can now play that as an actual word.
That's horrible.
With your friends. So, it's dead.
What was it? It passed
me. I have no idea.
It really passed me.
I don't know what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think it was the name of Beyonce's new baby.
She's having twins.
It's the name of Aaron's
both of them.
Next mixtape.
No. It's sure, not, sure not will.
Wait,
be.
How many Vs are in Covfefe?
One. There's one V. It's Covfefe.
Oh.
It definitely won't be that.
I don't know how I feel about knowing that much about that word.
Now I just
it doesn't mean anything.
Now I just associate that word with Aaron's album, and
you should never be that.
That's damn, what, Aaron, that album is good.
The chat already knows how you feel about the album. They've already got that. Drew in the TARDIS knows what's going on.
Drew in the TARDIS is like, I don't have friends, it's just words with me.
Terrible.
That's so depressing. If you guys are listening to the show, we want to make a big push because VGB is going to get really busy in the month of June. There's going to be a lot of travel. Wizard World's coming back to Sacramento, so Ivy will be in Sac. Aaron will be there doing stuff. Webb and I are both going to be spending the week in LA for E3, going back to Washington for Awesome Con. So there's going to be a lot of awesome content.
See, something didn't change.
For the show, for all you guys listening.
Got worse.
But the one thing you don't want to do is miss any of the new content we have coming out. Because we're going to be putting out a bunch of podcasts for E3. Smaller ones, not the full hour. They're going to probably be 15, 30-minute small little bites of things we experience. Some old friends might pop through on the show. Some special guests expect there. I can't confirm anything. I'm not going to, because I haven't told anybody yet. These are just things in my head. I haven't asked anybody, honestly, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. that's how this show has been run for a fortnight. And it's gotten us this far.
Jeez, what happened to that game?
That's a good question. So please subscribe. That's how you don't miss out on these episodes, because we're not necessarily going to be able to live stream all of them. So if you're a Twitch viewer, you'll probably miss out on it unless you subscribe to the podcast, which you can on your Android device in the Android Music area. You could search for
Google
podcasts.
Play.
Yeah, Google Play. That's what they call it. And iTunes, if you have the iPhone. If you have anything that plays a podcast, basically, you could find Video Game Bang, in my experience. Is that
except
correct?
For SoundCloud.
You had to find the one thing.
Well, no, somebody brought it up. That's
no,
why
yeah,
I
yeah,
said
you're
it.
Absolutely
yeah.
right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we don't do SoundCloud anymore because it's a paid service. If you don't pay for SoundCloud, you can only have like SoundCloud is perfect for struggling musicians like Aaron, because they give you like 2 hours of free time.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of music. Like
for Aaron, yeah.
Yeah, well, for anybody. Like an album's like what, 30, 40 minutes? So you could get at least like 2.5 albums. But for a podcaster, that's 2 episodes.
Yeah.
And then you're out. So we were paying a shitload each month for a pretty lackluster service, and that's why we switched to Libsyn. The more you know.
Yeah.
That's out there for the podcasters.
We need to get on that that spot though.
What spot? That Spotify?
Yeah. Spotify.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
We got
there's wheels moving.
We have some irons in the fire.
Okay.
You didn't want to try and one up that one?
Nope.
Valerian steel in the fire.
Okay.
Try.
That's where that one dies.
That's why we ended it.
That is why we ended it. The last thing I wanted to talk about before we get into the podcast was...
We're not in the podcast?
No, this isn't the podcast.
What the hell is this?
This is just bros.
This is just the throwaways.
This is just bro time.
That's terrible.
This is just us broing it up with chat. How you doing, chat? I can't think of it anymore. Damn it, Aaron.
Well, hey. Here today, gone tomorrow.
I'm going to miss you while we're in E3.
Okay.
We had some good times. What? Why can't we just bro down for a minute? Why can't? How come when I'm real, when it's real talk, you just deflect?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to miss you.
Okay, my answer still stays the same. Okay.
He's going to miss you for a minute, and then he's going to get drunk and find another black guy that he thinks is you.
That's what he did the last time.
That's what he's done every time that he's gone to E3 without you.
Exactly, basically. What's the other guy? What was the guy's name?
Keith. Yeah.
Where's Keith Stone right
now? I hope Keith is there this year. I want to meet the legendary Keith.
Keith Stone might be there. He might be there.
Keith was an animal. I loved partying with Keith. But Aaron, you know, generally when someone tells you that you're gonna when you are told that you're gonna be missed, you tell them something back.
Yeah, Leia told Han she loved him.
And he said, "I know."
He said, "I know." Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not fishing or nothing, but all right. You know.
Well, they don't carry fishing then. Let's keep it moving.
Stick a move.
Wow. All right. I see what kind of show it's gonna be.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show.
We're off to a great start.
We are. As you guys can tell, I don't have any notes.
Do you ever have notes?
No, I don't ever have notes.
So then you should be fine, right?
Well, usually you guys have notes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got some notes.
You got some notes?
We did a brain bang.
We did a brain bang?
We did a brain bang.
Where's the brain bang?
It's on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Let's hit
you
it up.
You vote on Twitter. Let's.
I'm glad we didn't. Yeah. Okay.
Did we not? I'm waiting for Corey to play it.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
No, I'm trying.
Oh, wow. You had one idea. The podcast idea. Gods had a different idea.
The podcast idea gods?
Yeah, the podcast
are
idea
gods. Are they higher than the podcast gods? What's the tier?
No, they're equal.
They're equal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're separate, but they're equal.
Are they like, oh, is that what that means?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
What you playing? I'm going to start. I usually go first. I feel a little jilted because Aaron isn't going to miss me as much as I'm going to miss him.
That you weren't fishing.
I mean, no, I'm not.
Sounds
I'm just,
like
just saying.
Sounds like you had a rod in your hand.
If you just told me you'd miss me, maybe you know, I'll go away. But whatever,
we'll do a little different phrasing next time.
He always has his rod in hand. You're going to E3 with him.
It's awful. So what I've been playing is them placement matches. The season 5 did start yesterday.
You go perfect?
A little later in the day. So far, so good. 3-0.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I have been queuing with Miss Erin Rozelle.
Hey.
Who is extremely good at Overwatch.
What does she go?
Pharah.
That's odd.
Women. Yeah.
Wow.
Women playing Pharah in 2017. No, she's incredibly good. And we have like a natural chemistry, Erin. We've only played these like basically 3 matches together, and uh-huh. And between my Reinhardt and that Pharah, we were doing some crazy ult combos.
This just in, 12 minutes ago, Aaron finished her placement.
Without me?
And posted a picture of it.
What was that chemistry that you were talking about?
We had a bond.
He built up this whole thing. Symbiotic relationship.
It was,
we were together.
I'm 3-0.
It was fireworks.
Yeah, she went, didn't expect a lot, though. 9 out of 10 would be better. So she got 9 out of 10.
And what was the final rank?
Let me click the next picture. And nothing. Here we go. She got 1,600 silver.
A silver with 9 wins?
9 wins.
That's how you know it's messed up.
Yep.
That is terrible.
Oh, wait here. She's in a chat room here on the Discord. I can see the people. I don't see your name here, Corey.
I just literally got over.
This is 12 minutes ago. Good Lord.
I just got over my severe depression that was plaguing me for the last 2 episodes.
Wow.
And now I feel like my heart just got ripped right back out of my asshole.
Do you have Hello Darkness, My Old Friend on that soundboard over there?
No.
I want to get that out.
I don't even want to go anymore.
I'm going to message Erin live on the show while we're playing.
Yeah, we're going to call her.
Magic of technology.
Jilted.
So let's get her on the line. Hey, Erin, calling.
A radio show.
She's like, am I live, guys?
You're live on the air right now. Corey Vincent wants to know, why are you playing without him?
Like, what? How do you know that? Are you guys stalking me?
Erin, what have you been playing?
Absolutely nothing.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. Is this because you have been planning something?
Because I have been diligently, as the people at Oblivion Comics and Coffee know, because I have been like there.
Working on mixtape album.
I've been there a lot, and they've been like, you know, you can go home now, Erin.
Have you caught up to me yet?
Probably not.
I'm working my way.
So if you're not a Patreon member, you should be a Patreon member. Because I am putting out developer diaries for the game I'm working on. Now, in the first one, I just put saying, you know, how I've kind of gotten bored with games as of late, and I want to try something new. So I'm trying from the ground up. I had small talks with Mr. Jay Gist as well. As I'm trying to get in contact with Gabe, Nascent Gamings, which actually I just got his Facebook account. Now we're friends, I guess, on Facebook.
Say, it's not hard to get in contact with people.
Yeah, I know.
For Erin, it is.
2017.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Erin is just getting a hold. It's been 5 years, and he's just learning how networking works.
That's highly incorrect. But I don't know.
I think it's more. How long have we known these people, and you're just now getting around to adding them on social media?
No, I have him on every other social media but Facebook. His personal one, I should say.
Yeah.
His personal one.
Because this is a personal thing. We're building relationships, Erin. See, relationships.
Synergy.
Like over the water. These are ships.
So anyway.
Okay.
I've been researching and then trying to actually lock down. I literally just last night finished up the whole story and setup for the game that brings you into the game or your character when you create your character.
Ooh, create a character confirmed.
Yes.
See, that's what this is. You're okay. So if you want to keep up with Erin's dev diaries, you can check it out. He's actually like vlogging quite frequently on our Patreon.
2 more should be out actually probably by the end of this week.
And yeah, so what's the tier that you have to be on there to see all the videos?
As of right now?
Yeah.
0.
So you can just...
You have to just be a patron.
Give
member.
Any amount.
Yeah.
$1.
$1.
And you can see the Erin Dev Diaries.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
good. I didn't make it public. It's just for patron
at
members.
At least $1.
Yeah. Once I get the ball rolling and I actually have like footage and stuff like that...
You can upgrade.
I might have to pay a little more to... See a little more.
Yeah, pay to play.
I like the direction you took. I am terrified to ask you how long it took you to figure out to do all those special effects. Because these aren't just like you talking into a camera. These are, you actually put filters.
Oh, yeah. With the old camera thing?
Yeah, so it looks like you're watching his lost tapes of Erin Carter, because it starts off with like you put a tape in noise.
Yeah.
And then like you're watching on an old TV where it's got like the static and it kind of cuts in. That's why I want to make this video.
Yeah.
It's like you want a voyage, got lost.
Right.
We want a search party. And we found these tapes, and we're trying to get some clues.
And it took a minute, because at first I was like, should I just do it in like all like old school black and white, and then just make it like text in the middle. You can't hear any noise but music of a piano playing. But then I was just like, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
And then I saw I Am Legend again.
Yes.
And you know how he does his? And I was like,
yeah.
Boom. And I was like, got it. Right there.
You know what's more impressive to me than the special effects?
What is that?
The continuation of them in the next episode. I was expecting like a...
Yeah, I figured it'd be like
an Arrow pilot where it's like really good. And then episode two, and it's like, that's, you know.
No, it's the same. They did
away with some of the effects.
It's the same quality. So, but God honest truth, so the clip that I got, that's the static and everything that I cut in there. YouTube, you know, they'll monitor videos and they'll block if there's bad stuff in it.
Right.
There's a lot of bad stuff in that clip if you slow it down and freeze on certain things.
It's just static, isn't it?
No, it's not. In between these static shots, it's like watching old school porn on the channels you didn't get.
So and it's now on YouTube. All the filthy,
so there's
nasty
Easter eggs in there for you guys if you want to.
Which one of our fans,
holy crap,
Special Cases, is going
to
be the one?
He's hands down the first one to find it.
He's the first one.
He's going to be like, I'm watching now, and...
And I already got off to it.
And
it
with is. The announcement, it's now $5 to see.
I'm interested. You know, my goal in this, because I have my own goals. Anytime you do something, I set up my own.
Okay.
I am the void to your century. Is what I'm trying to do.
Wow. All right.
So for every cat you pull out of a tree, I will run over with my truck.
Good Lord. Well, it'd probably be the opposite because I hate cats.
You both hate cats.
So I'm going to do all that I can to leak and, you know, take information from your game and give it out to the public.
Oh.
Well, he wonders why we always put him as the villain.
Yeah,
well,
he likes to wear the curly mustache and top hat and be that villain. So,
if you
like, I mean, because in the next vlog, I'm going to be going down the list of things that are a must in the game. Like, I won't shake on this. Like, if it takes longer, okay, whatever. But I need these traits in the game.
Well, I already know that create a character is confirmed.
That's like a yes, because. I'll explain in the next vlog, but, you know.
Expandable inventory?
No.
Fail.
So basically in the old vlog, you know, you can go and see it. I talk about how the progression of video games haven't.
The video did start off very Aaron Carter.
They haven't.
Tight shot on his face.
And
it's always going to be a tight shot.
I started thinking about video games, and nothing pleases me.
Yeah.
So the only thing that can please me will be that I create a video game of my own.
I don't know where you're getting
I don't know where that
God
voice...
of the wine.
Yeah.
Nothing pleases grapes. Please. I need more grapes.
That's the weirdest
food
impression of Aaron I've ever heard.
Totally Aaron. That's he's a snobby.
Totally
just
not.
At first, I thought he was trying
the
to do
world
like an Obama kind
we
of
even,
thing.
We even
nothing
did,
is up to my standards.
I did a poll on the Patreon, right? Did you see that as well?
No.
Nope.
So I did a poll on the Patreon saying, you know, explaining that what you just said. And then I just gave you two choices. Do you think video games, since, you know, their inception, have progressed naturally? Or do you think they're, you know, there needs a lot more room? Or have they been the same? Genres, I should say. And more votes went towards, yeah, genres need to be more expanded upon. Like, we get the same type of first-person shooters with little small differences. We get the same type of beat-em-ups with small differences. We get the same type of RPGs, small differences. They haven't really evolved over time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think one genre that definitely hasn't evolved over time, or like a great deal, is the beat 'em up. So I want to tackle that one first, and I think it's the easiest one to develop for first. So.
All right. Well, if you want to follow the Chronicles of Aaron Carter, you can do it on our Patreon.
That might not be the Chronicles of Carter.
God, see, this is exactly,
you see what you do?
I know.
You should be proud of that one.
No.
The Chronicles of
Carter. I'm not, because it made you happy.
And I might have to Photoshop some some cool...
Damn it, Corey.
I'm going to miss you, Aaron.
Okay. What are you playing there, Webb?
Street Fighter and Overwatch.
How you feeling on the Street Fighter?
Feeling good.
You're feeling pretty confident, I see.
Got
I see
some stuff. Got some stuff in the works.
Was popping off on Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that on Twitter as well. I saw Mr. Howard go ahead and say after what he saw or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Feels a little empowered or a little confident or something like that.
You putting yourself up on a pretty high pedestal. I had to knock you down a couple notches.
What are you talking about?
What happened? Uh-oh.
I don't remember. I just kind of generally assumed that that's what you're doing. So
let me see something.
No, I'm happy for you. I want you to be confident. I want you to feel good going into this match. I hope it's not the one-sided beatdown everyone knows it was going to be. But now that you have the two coaches.
Yeah, two coaches.
And, you know, things are shaping up for you. Webb, I hope you feel confident.
How's your training?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had my training session today.
With Alex Myers?
Not confirmed.
Then confirmed.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
I actually have two coaches as well.
Oh, do you? Wow.
Yeah. Now you have two coaches.
Yeah, I have two coaches.
This is a gigantic, like, 180.
Super 180.
Yeah. I mean, now you were going to drain the swamps and you didn't, Trump. you're literally flip-flopping all over the place.
My training code name is Kofifi.
What character did you pick? I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, there's no response.
There's no response.
Are you sticking with Ken?
I don't know. I have a feeling I can beat you with a variety of characters at this point.
Okay.
I started training Guile with Guile because I believe that... I don't even know if you're sticking with that. I hope you don't, but...
You're watching my streams, aren't you?
No,
I see you lurking in there.
No, yeah. I lurked the...
See who's in there.
I saw you last night. You were in there.
No, I wasn't. Wow.
It said that you were.
Oh, because my lap. This is always logged in.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, my tablet's always logged in. That's how we always have one concurrent viewer at all times. Even when it's a little growth hack.
It's a little
I'm working on. Yeah.
Then if we get another Surface and hook it up.
That's how. Yeah, exactly.
That's how things grow.
That's how we do it. Now we'll have all a click farm.
We have
it. We just need 600 more Surface tablets. Dedicated ISP line, and we'll be
warehouse in India.
We'll be the biggest stream on the world. Never. So I'm glad I got two coaches now who would destroy both of your coaches.
Wow,
my coaches could beat up your coaches. Put it that way.
This is gonna be like Ultimate Fighter.
I think it is, and that's how it's gonna keep. That's how we're gonna keep topping each other.
There's an unfair balance right here, right now, because you see me training, you see the character I'm choosing, and you know who my coaches are.
I don't believe that, I don't believe what I've seen on stream is accurate.
Okay, I will tell you this. In the past two, we've switched tactics to where you see some training on stream, but then there's stuff that has to happen behind the scenes, because I didn't anticipate you lurking in the chat room.
No, that's good.
So, there are some stuff that you don't know, but you at least know who my coaches are. Who are your coaches?
Unconfirmed.
Wow.
Wow.
I have a secret training camp.
Russia?
Yeah,
hack somebody.
Exactly.
I have a secret training camp with very trusted people. Because let's be honest, I got burnt by having untrustworthy coach in the past.
What do you mean,
Mr. Howard?
How?
He was a snake in the grass the whole time.
No.
Waiting.
No.
He was waiting for me for an opportunity to stab me in the back.
You just want people to drop what they're doing and help you.
And I have found a very accommodating crew of people.
So it's definitely not Alex Myers. He's way too busy to drop what he's doing.
Yeah, that's why I said it. I know other pros. I know. I'm big in the world of esports, people. let's be honest.
Oh, man.
And that's what you playing?
Brain bang, brain, brain bang, brain bang, brain. You brain bang, brain bang, brain. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
That's the Brain Bang theme song. I didn't even know we had a Brain Bang this week. Apparently we did. Webb.
So with Overwatch Season 5 starting, I wanted to know, what is everybody hoping to get out of this season? So,
fun.
That wasn't even on there.
Should have been on there.
It wasn't. Number one, a higher rank. Number two, just maintain the rank that you have. Number three, choosing a new main. And number four, not even going to play comp this season.
Well, we know what Aaron picked. Not even going to play comp.
Not even going to play comp.
Which is a waste.
Totally worthless.
Actually, no, you're right. You play on the console, it is worthless.
Well, first of all,
nothing you do on there will matter.
First of all, I believe I was speaking to your cousin again late last night.
That's so sick.
The way you phrase that, there's nothing like, you don't say anything
so
like,
disgusting.
I mean, hey,
immediately.
It is what it is.
But it's just.
All right. It is.
Speaking
what
of,
it
is that her?
No, it was Nismonic.
Nismonic.
So yeah, we were up late night pillow talking, and she was like, I was playing on the PlayStation 4, and these guys were talking about how they're in an E-League for the PlayStation 4 for Overwatch. And she's like laughing at him, like, oh, there's no, you know, whatever. And apparently they play for MLG. Some type of, I don't know.
Major League Gaming?
Yeah, but no, I know what MLG is, but I don't know the Overwatch PS4 exclusive type of, you know, whatever. But I looked it up, you know, Googled it, get a quick Google search, and it's a thing. It exists.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to exist, but...
Oh, yeah, game battles.
The prize pools are always going to be, like... negligible compared
to the PC.
They were
small.
When she said
the prize pool for one of them, I was like, entry fees are higher.
Yeah.
Than other tournaments.
The gas to get to the tournament.
Exactly. I was like, why are you entering? Like,
so, and it's a team of six, so you gotta split it with five people.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
Corey, you talk trash about PS4 and playing the game on the PS4 and how
a complete,
it's worthless,
utter waste of time.
Waste of time. I want to see you try out for one of these quote-unquote professional PS4 Overwatch teams.
Ooh.
If you think it's so easy on there, I want to see you try out.
Can I use my keyboard and mouse?
No.
Then what's the point?
You can use the God-given controller that the PlayStation 4 was given at birth. All right? That's what you can use. Like
no.
The other
I want to see how that works out.
No, the game, I'm sure, still works. It's still fun.
It
and
still
you can
works.
Have you can have some degree of competition, but why would you do that? Like, I don't know. Let's say you like to play baseball, right? Baseball's your sport. You like swinging the stick around. You like hitting them balls. You like running around the little sand diamond, stepping on the pillows.
The bases.
You know, you like shooting steroids into your butthole. All that. You're a baseball player.
I don't
think
they do that.
Why?
I don't think you know how steroids work.
I don't know
how
steroids work. Or baseball.
Or fundamentally.
Irregardless, after you're playing baseball, you don't just go play T-ball and, you know, try and earn a living or have fun. If you have friends who like to play T-ball... You know, you'll pop in every once in a while and hit a few homers and, you know, click your heels and go back to the real shit.
But you're saying that's what you would do then if you were to play on the console.
That's how it is.
But
when
you don't do that.
Every so often when I'm invited, which does not happen often, if I get invited, I would show up, you know, give the sticks a try.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
I would Reinhardt it up because, you know, you really don't need to aim anyways with Reinhardt. I'm going to be honest here. And then go back to baseball. You guys are playing T-ball. I play baseball.
So what are you hoping to get out of season 5, Corey?
Yeah, what are you hoping?
I want a higher rank.
Higher
all
rank?
That said, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I get really scared when I see how Aaron got, not this Aaron, but girl Aaron,
right,
only got silver.
Yeah.
I was in those, like, a few of those placement matches with her.
And she was with her her squad.
Yeah, she had like a squad of 5 or something like that.
Yeah, I was just
that's,
talking to her right
that's
now.
That's
she
crazy.
Was,
9 out of 10 gets you silver.
That doesn't seem right.
How high is 1600 in the silver tier? Like,
not high.
It's like, is that mid? Mid-silver?
I think gold is like 2000.
Crap. So, yeah, you're pretty low silver. Dang. That does not inspire much confidence. I picked the same, a higher rank.
What do you want to get to?
Definitely not. You know what? Honestly, I would be happy if I ended in silver this season.
Oh, were you bronze?
Yes. I'd be happy if I ended in silver. Obviously, like, higher would be great, but I'm keeping my expectations realistic here.
I am making changes I'm not going to do the whole insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Yeah.
So in this season, when I play competitive, I do like, it's probably completely useless. I want to know if anyone else out there does this, but I like hyper focus on the game. Like I've switched how I have my keyboard oriented on the table.
Okay. Yeah.
I have my wrist now, like I'm conscious of where my wrists are and how I'm gripping the mouse. I've actually messed with my DPI settings on my mouse.
Smart.
So I've slowed it down when I'm playing DPS, and I speed it back up when I'm playing tank.
Okay.
And I've been having really good results on my DPS.
That's good, yeah.
I've just really been using Soldier and Bastion when I'm forced to DPS.
Yeah.
But I've been actually able to carry on that end of the team comp.
It's crazy how little things make a difference. Like I do the same thing with my keyboard. When I'm playing, I tilt my keyboard kind of like almost at an angle to the left, to the right, I guess. Yep. And then so it's more of a natural position for holding. And then I have my mouse over here. And I have like that long mouse pad that has like my keyboard and my mouse on it. So I have plenty of room for my mouse.
See, that's better. See, I don't have...
You don't have a lot of space.
I don't get all that space. So I still have to keep my DPI pretty loose, but it's definitely slower. And you're right. That's exactly how I tilt the keyboard. And before, I used to be upset that this keyboard didn't have like the wrist thing. Oh, yeah. But then I actually went to YouTube and I was like looking up proper technique on like how to avoid injury and things like that. And you're not supposed to be resting your wrist on the table anyways like I was.
You're supposed to have it up more.
Yeah, and it's totally increased the dexterity of my gameplay.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Me, personally, higher rank and a new main. I'm going to try something different. And where I'm at, my tier level, I mean, I could pretty much play anything and do okay. So I've been playing quick play. I've been playing a lot of DPS just because there's not a lot of DPS happening. I've just been doing Soldier. For the results, though, for the brain bang, lowest is just maintain a rank, 13%.
Yeah, no one really wants to play and is like, I just want to do what I did last time.
Coming in second place, they're not playing, 24% are not playing Season 5.
Those are the smartest 24%ers.
those are the console ones.
Those are the
console gamers.
25% want a higher rank. And coming in at the top with 38%, a new main.
Wow, so people really want to expand the horizons.
They want to switch it up.
Maybe they just want new characters.
Aaron, in a world where you did care.
In a world where
Aaron cares. What would you be going for?
Whatever the top is. I mean, if you're not going for the top, why are you playing?
So you want to go like, what is it, Master Diamond or something like that?
Yeah, like what's top 500.
What's the purpose? Because when they did ranked for Joust and Smite,
yeah,
I was like, well, then, yeah, I'll play that, and I'll try to go for the highest I can get.
That's a game we haven't played in a while. I want to get back into.
I'm probably, because there's some news that just happened on that one, I'm probably going to...
I want to get back into that game.
I'm probably going to test it out a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, there's no purpose to, you know, go for mediocrity. You got to go for the best. But... I don't know. It was never appealing to me. Like, I need to be. So, there you go.
That's how you play the brain bang.
Brain bang, brain, brain bang, brain bang, brain. You brain bang, brain bang, brain. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
This just in. Mrs. Aaron Roselle said that she'd try to invite you to a match.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wow. Is this going to be Roger Howard all over again?
I'm just saying.
Am I going to have to fire Aaron now from being my friend?
She
damn
dropped a link in my DMs saying, to prove I asked him first. Wow. Here's the link.
Wow. Evidence.
Providing the proof.
Wow.
Damn, son.
I'm afraid that if I open this link, my computer here will just explode with fire because it's heat she's bringing, clearly. But I mean, should it be another show? I mean, I can save this evidence if you want to save face. I mean, it's
no, I believe she's probably right.
Okay, because
I am the worst with messages. You guys all know that.
The worst.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then you missed out on the glory of going 9-1.
Where are you ranked right now, Corey? Or last season, what did you end with? Gold?
Gold, like 19.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't even a message. This is full-blown video that she has.
Wait, wait, what?
She has full-blown cut-out video of, I guess, her streaming. She was streaming at the time. And
she Twitch clipped it.
She Twitch clipped the crap out of that.
I'm not gonna play it because, of course, we're doing a podcast here. So, but we can, you know, we'll save that for another one. I just clicked the link, and man,
son of a bitch!
And she just liked our page. Thank you.
Welp, what do we got? We got E3 coming right down the pipe, and we'd be remiss if we didn't do a little bit of our due diligence to talk about the things that the internet is most excited about. Aaron, of the stuff that you've seen, what are you most excited about thus far?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. E3. I don't know. Maybe more of the, I don't know, the Marvel vs. Capcom. I want to see how they go with that. I'm not excited per se about it, but I do want to see, you know, kind of what they do with this next one. Hopefully they bring back Captain Commando. Hashtag bring back the Cap. Get that trending, because I did see that online. And I don't know. What else is going to be there?
Welp, Slash Gear. They have an E3 2017 wish list. We're going to go over and see whether we agree with it or not.
Did you just Google this?
Huh? No, of course not. I come into all of our shows 100% prepared.
Didn't you just say you didn't have notes?
This is why I'm going to miss you.
Wow. Okay.
They want to see Elder Scrolls 6.
That's not happening. So this is just a wish list for them, correct?
Right.
So, all right. Because we've done this before on the show. Maybe two E3s ago, maybe one E3 ago. We've done this before on the show. We went to a website as well, and it was a wish list that they did. And I understand you want to see certain things. Like, oh, I want to see the next Fallout. I want to see the next.
You'd be realistic about it. Yeah,
let's bring it to Earth, people. Let's bring it to Earth.
Well, how do we know we're not going to get the new Elder Scrolls?
You're not. Let's come on.
Would you be happy with a HD Oblivion remake? Yeah, I was going to say Oblivion or Morrowind HD remake.
Well,
didn't they just add Morrowind to
Morrowind? They're trying. Yeah, they did the MMO
to,
thing.
Yeah, but to Elder Scrolls Online. They just added that.
Yeah,
they added that area.
Oh, that area. Yeah,
yeah,
because right.
Morrowind,
yeah.
Isn't that a place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see an HD of that, because I never got to play the original. I'd be excited for that, yeah.
Yeah, know. That or Oblivion, even, because I didn't play either one of those.
Oh, so you, yeah. See,
I started with Skyrim.
The OG Anarchy says it's too early for ES6. Is it, though?
It is.
Is it though? Is. I mean, are we comparing it to when we got Fallout? Because it's been a long time since Skyrim's been out.
Yeah, but they're doing a HD remastered for the Switch, so...
I don't know. That's kind of like, I feel like there could, it's totally plausible to assume that there's a different branch of Bethesda that has.
Do
this.
You want that?
Do I want?
Do you want a different branch of something that, of a game that was epic to be separate outsourced to another branch? A la Mass Effect Andromeda?
That would never happen. Bethesda.
That's not going to heal.
Yeah, Aaron, you're.
You gotta let it go,
I'm
bro.
I'm letting you. I'm telling you. I'm trying. Each time we bring this up, it's to save you,
Aaron,
guys.
Aaron,
it's
who developed Mass Effect?
Mass Effect was BioWare.
Who is owned by?
EA.
There we go. That's the source of the problem.
You can't go three good
right there
and then fourth bad and be like EA's. That's why
EA kills things.
No.
That's what they do.
No, Canada kills things. Because
no,
that's what they did.
No. EA's quality control. They don't care. They just
Mass
saw a cash
Effect,
cow.
Assassin's Creed. Because remember, it's Ubisoft Montreal.
And Mass Effect 3, okay, this one that you love so much, had the ending that everybody hated, but why did they end it that way? Didn't it seem like it was closure?
Because no, it was not closure. It wasn't It was not closure. What it did was...
It was intended to be
it was
a closure.
They mistook closure for disaster is what they did.
True, but I think the point is the people who wrote that story didn't intend for it to get picked back up again.
Right.
It was supposed to be the end.
So then if they came out and said some... If they, like, after, 10 years later, come out and say some BS like that, like, we didn't want anybody else to pick up the story and keep it going, then I'd still be like... It's a dumb ending still, guys. Still a dumb ending. You could have closed it out to where nobody could pick up that story still. But you can't, or you should not, I should say. I won't say what they should do with their game, because it is their game, you know, because I wouldn't want anybody telling me what to do with my game. You should not, though. You should not create this massive depth in a universe and then literally tie it up in a knot and say, we're done. And just leave it to leave fans hitting a brick wall at the end. Like, no, that's dumb. So, I mean, did they do that every time in Skyrim?
Put it this way.
Elder Scrolls or anything like that? No.
Dig, if you will, this. So, Bungie made all the Halo franchises, right?
Okay.
And then they decided, hey, we're done. No more Halos for us. And they sold the property to Microsoft. Microsoft gave it to 343 or 656 or 916, whoever they gave it
to. Wait, what was the last one Bungie did?
Was it
4?
I think it was Reach around.
Reach was a prequel, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Reach was definitely a prequel.
Yeah, so where was their last...
Let me see who did Reach. It was Bungie.
Okay, so...
Man, I know shit.
What was their last canon... Like, storyline...
Reach was canon.
No, but that was prequel. I mean, like, last in the...
Then it was 3.
Three.
At the end of 3... At the end of 3, the alarm went off.
I'm gonna
take
this real quick. Hold on.
Headphones.
Hello? Hi. Hey, Mom. How's it going?
Are you with people?
I'm with people. We're doing the podcast.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, they can't hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi, Corey's mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I'm
not on the air?
No, you're not on the air.
Yeah.
The chat can hear.
We can all hear.
All right. I'll let you go. I'll see you leave tomorrow.
Yeah, I leave tomorrow.
All right. You drive safe and keep in contact.
All right. Love you, Ma.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Mom.
His mom says, ask her about Luke Cage. Hilarious.
Wow. So before...
Well done, sir. Well done.
Before my lovely, innocent mother called me, Halo 3.
Halo 3. Remember the ending of Halo 3? Do you remember the Halo 3 ending?
Yeah.
Is that when he was in space?
No.
Or was that the fourth one?
I'm getting my Halo endings mixed up, but
Halo 3 ending was, oh my gosh,
it's the one where Cortana started getting corrupted.
Oh,
right,
what?
In space. Yeah.
So what's your point?
My point.
They didn't end the universe, but they left the story.
All right.
They left the story at a part where it could have been over, and you never had another.
But they
one.
Did not end the universe. That's what I'm saying. If they had ended the story for Shepard, that's fine.
But what I'm saying is that regardless how they ended it, they ended it the way they ended it, you know, the way that they felt closure. They sold the franchise. Someone else developed the next game, and it wasn't bad. It never, in my opinion, never hit the peaks that Bungie hit, but the 343 ones are not bad.
Okay, so for BioWare, they destroyed a universe at the end of it. So that nobody, you know,
gave
your
the
theory.
Keys to someone else, and they it sucked. No, the point is, with good writing, and you've made this point many times, you can write your way out of anything. There's so much creativity.
Yeah, the original guys. This was
the writer's strike
extras coming in. This was season 2.
What I'm saying is that once one developer hands us a very successful franchise over to anyone else, regardless of who's writing it or whatever, it could be a different branch of the same umbrella. Doesn't matter. There's always that chance that the game's going to suck. It could have happened to Halo. Luckily, it didn't. But EA, they got caught.
No, it's BioWare.
They got catched outside.
Montreal or whatever. The Canadians, they got caught.
They got cashed outside.
But back to the wish list for E3.
What else we got?
I don't know if we'll get Elder Scrolls 6, but I'd really be stoked if there was an HD remake of Morrowind and Oblivion.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen? All right. I heard someone in chat say amen.
Oh, did you now?
Yep. Slash Gear also wants Project Scorpio pricing with no delays.
Okay.
Get ready for $4.99.
Yeah, you think $4.99?
Yeah. I think so.
That's cheap.
Yeah, I think $4.99.
I think $4.99, that's a really good price point.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think no higher than $5.99. Because isn't that what Xbox One came out with originally, was $5.99? I think I paid $600 for it.
I believe so. I would see it going up to that price because
yeah.
4K gaming is expensive.
Well, you can get 4K gaming on the Xbox One S.
OG saying $3.99. He's lost his mind.
No, no way.
Yeah,
no,
he's lost his mind.
It's not going to be $3.99.
$4.99. They're making you pay half a G, and if you do, and you already have a system, I think you're kind of, that's ridiculous.
The only way I could see that being making sense is if you use, like, because GameStop always has these deals where you could turn in your current gen for the new gen, and you get, like, a huge discount.
But here's the thing. Besides
I have a
better,
buddy of mine who's willing to pay up to $600, but he said $700, he'd have to wait a little while.
Insanity. Insanity.
I can't see committing to that without knowing more details about Scorpio.
What more do you need to know? It's going to just have a better looking game. That's
well,
it.
Then, no.
That's all you're getting. You're getting a better graphics card.
And the thing
card.
Is I only have a 4K TV.
Now, you can break. Yeah,
so
there's
I'm not
there's
take
other thing. Yeah, there's other
or
thing.
Or HDR.
Okay. So they're probably saying in chat, be like, oh, no, it, you know, they'll break down everything that's been released so far about it. But at the end of the day, you are paying for better looks. Because
yeah.
until they announce, and God help them if they do this, but until they announce exclusive games for it, like,
holy
yeah,
shit.
That's what I'm saying. You are not getting anything
okay,
different.
So that's the thing. So people in chat are saying there's no games for the damn system, but are they coming? I don't think they're coming out with games specifically for the Scorpio.
I haven't heard anything yet.
It's all going to be, from what I've heard, from what I've read, is that it's going to take the current games, it's going to upscale them to make them look prettier.
Yeah. A better graphics card. That's exactly what you're paying for.
And then, so, and then continuing, the idea with their pitching, now keep in mind, as No Man's Sky, the idea they pitched,
uh-huh.
we all know how that worked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
The idea that they're pitching is that there will be new games, and the games, I think we talked about this on the show, on the weekend show, is that it's basically going to look at the system and say, what system is this? Is this the One, or is this the Scorpio?
And
then
scale
it based
yes.
on that.
Okay, yeah, it's nonetheless, you're buying
Which,
a graphics card.
Yeah, that's basically what you're doing.
So, I mean, I don't get the appeal yet for it.
Well, according to Slash Gear, the PlayStation 4 Pro that can run 4K is $400.
Ooh, really?
The Project Scorpio will almost certainly be more expensive than that, given its more powerful hardware. But they think that $600 seems like it'll hinder them business wise.
I think so.
$500 yeah. looks like it should be a pretty good price point. I don't know though. There's a lot of power in that device.
That's too much money, man. That's too much money for a graphics card.
What you see them doing that would make you go, okay, $600? That's understandable.
Exclusive games for it.
Well, that's not going to happen.
They
can't, so
that
that's
can't
what
happen.
I'm saying. That I know, it
happen.
Cannot.
Kill,
it cannot.
That would
what year do you
Microsoft.
Think this is, Aaron?
I think this is a time. I think it's a bad business move.
So okay. So wait. Here's the thing, though. So isn't Scorpio going to have support for VR?
I believe so. I hope so.
So that would be an appeal. I mean, if you have somebody who's looking at VR and they want to get VR, that's going to be cheaper for them, even at $600. It's going to be cheaper for them to go in, if they don't already have a PC that's VR compatible, to go in and buy a Scorpio.
Hey, so it'll be relatively...
It'll be...
I don't
instead
know...
Instead of buying a PC that's VR ready.
Still... But how many games are going to be the VR?
Yeah, there's that. But look how successful the PlayStation VR was. I mean, that thing sold out.
Yeah, but they went towards it. Like, PlayStation... They were like, we're making VR stuff.
We're making
stuff.
VR
yeah.
stuff, yeah.
Has Microsoft said anything about that yet? Besides, what's their other one? HoloLens?
I want HoloLens before I want Xbox VR.
Oh, and sidebar about, now that we're talking about VR, if you have the, I think it's Fox Sports app or whatever, mm-hmm. or some type of app for your VR on the Samsung thing or whatever, you can watch the Champions League game this weekend.
That's cool.
I want to say, I don't... I'm
so stoked for that.
I don't recall the...
free, by the way.
The news story, but I do believe Microsoft is partnered with Oculus.
Okay.
I think that's what they would be. That would be their VR of choice. They'd partner with
Oculus. And then then Scorpio would just be Oculus compatible.
Yeah.
But then you got to buy Oculus.
But is that justifying the price for you?
That's
VR
only,
compatible?
That's the only way I can see it.
It takes a pretty powerful device to run VR.
Yeah.
Okay, so. But I'm just, that's not answering my question.
No, that to me would be, I would be okay with. I'm not going to buy it, but I would be more understanding of a $600 price point if it was like VR.
Even $599.
That's $600.
I mean, not $599, $499, excuse me. Even $499. Like, you're literally upgrading. Well, yeah,
but... realistically speaking, I'm saying if it goes up that high, that would be the only thing that would make sense to me.
It feels like spinners on a car.
All right, next on the list. Fidget next spinners. On the list. They want to see the announcement from Nintendo, I'd assume, of Pokemon Stars or something like it.
Okay.
Is that the next Pokemon game?
Yeah, so okay. There's got to be something that blends the worlds of Sun and Moon.
I mean, for those don't they always do them in threes?
Yeah, they all come.
You know, red, blue, yellow. Yeah. You know, they had
gold, silver, platinum.
Yeah. Which one did the green come out with?
That was with the original.
That's when they remade the originals. Oh, yeah. When they made fire red.
Because green didn't come out.
Water blue and leaf green.
Okay. Yeah. Because green didn't originally come out in the U.S.
So then, I mean, you'll get your Pokemon, your Pokemans fans out there that like it.
I'd take it one step further. I'd want to see it compatible on the Switch.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, something on Pokemon on the Switch I think would be much more interesting than just another handheld version. Yeah. Whether it's something like Pokemon Stadium, whether they're going to port over a Pokken tournament would be okay. On my wish list, which is not on Slash Gears, which they need to stay woke, is that I want Smash ported to the Switch.
You don't want a new Smash?
No.
Wow.
I'd be okay with them doing with Smash what they did with Mario Kart. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is basically the same, except it has all of the DLC, everything all packaged.
Has it? If we're going Switch news, has it been confirmed yet that Monster Hunter XX is going to be a North American release? Because if not...
I thought it was.
If not, then that's the one. That'll be the Switch news that I would want.
I don't know if it's confirmed for America, but I'd assume so.
Did you see the Nintendo Switch's online service? It'll be $20 a year.
Here's an article from the Christian Post.
$20.
Did
you say from the Christian Post?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
It's a guy named Christian.
That's where I get
it's
all.
It's not the Christian that you think. It's the guy named Christian.
Get the news any way you can, I guess, for video games, whatever.
Yeah, this is where I go exclusively for all my video gaming news.
All articles end with amen.
Yeah.
Such a Mario will be with you.
It says Capcom just announced that they'll be bringing over their popular Monster Hunter franchise to the Nintendo Switch with Monster Hunter XX, making its way to the hybrid console. The new version of the Switch will also feature crossplay compatibility with the 3DS version of the game.
Which is dope.
Wait, new version of the Switch?
What?
Is that what you just said?
No.
I thought that's what I heard.
No, it's not.
But
the date that they put on there was August 25th.
North America, right?
Because
all I've seen is a Japanese trailer.
How could you tell? They just put a couple words on it, and then it's the American version.
Well, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm talking about are they going to localize it for the U.S. crowd? Because to me, it's a fantastic idea. Like, we could play, all of us can play on the Switch, like just bring our Switches over and play like the handheld and four players co-op. Like, yeah, it's an awesome idea, but is it confirmed for the U.S.?
Well, I don't know.
Chat is kind of going crazy. No North American release has not been confirmed.
Yeah, yet. See? There you go.
They're saving something for E3.
That's there you go. That's what I want at E3.
He's going to say, and one more thing.
Yeah.
Coming to the Switch.
And it's because it's jacked up. I mean, they need to know that there's a fan base for these popular Japanese games over here in North America. Just release the freaking things.
You mentioned something about another Smash.
Yeah, a brand new Smash. Why not?
I feel like this current Smash is so good that it's not like Brawl, where there was a huge outcry for a new one. And if they made a new one, I think the odds of it not being as good as this current one are kind of too high. They're so inconsistent.
I can see the argument for it just to be a port because of how good it is or whatever. But I mean, did it get enough exposure besides the hardcore fans because of the lack of success from the Wii U?
Possibly. That's why I think making it a Switch title would only increase its stock. And the esports scene is so set up and
with a Switch,
just humming around. Yeah, maybe just switching over to the Switch. I'm talking about for the Smash 4. Like Smash 4 esports is still growing a lot. I still don't think it's as popular as Melee, but it's growing, and they both have really established scenes right now. So throwing in another one would just feels too soon. I feel like they don't need to do that.
Wow. So I previously just, you know, we kind of glazed over Nintendo Switch's online service, which is supposed to be $20 a year.
You say that, I can't judge on how you're saying that. Are you saying that as in like, wow, that's really good, or like that's,
you know, somebody said I sound just naturally condescending.
I know, that's the thing, is I can't tell.
Here's the thing, because there's pros and cons as I'm reading this thing.
Yeah.
So you can get it $20 a year. Okay, that's fine. There's no voice chat or lobbies, just like the Xbox or the PlayStation.
Before you move on from that, Kill the Chickens and YouTube chat.
Hey, Kill the Chickens.
Saying that we need more info on the online chat for the Switch.
I'm giving it to you right now.
The new Hori headphones have you tethered to your phone and the Switch.
So that's the thing. There's an app. It says Nintendo previously said voice chat and online lobby features won't be available on the Switch itself. Instead, you'll have to use them through a smartphone app that Nintendo says will be launching this summer. Our new dedicated smartphone device app will connect to the Nintendo Switch and let you invite friends to play online, set play appointments, and chat with friends during online matches in compatible games. All from your smart device.
Why is that on your smartphone and not integrated into the Twitch software?
I have no idea.
I do not understand the logic behind that.
A free and limited version of the app will be available for download this summer. So I don't get why they're doing it. That's one extra step for somebody.
It's a third of the price for an Xbox or PlayStation membership, but it's definitely not even a third of the quality you get with those two products.
No, because with those two products, let's go back to what we already know about the games. With those two products, you get the game for as long as you have the service, at least with PlayStation. Xbox, you get the game no matter what. With Nintendo, you get the game for a month, and then if you still want to play it, you have to pay for it. And I don't remember if you get a discount for it.
Well, they just updated it.
Okay.
As of 9 or whatever.
I want to see what the Christian Post has to say about this. Go ahead, continue.
Nintendo confirmed that the monthly plan has indeed changed, telling Kotaku, Nintendo Switch online subscribers will have ongoing access to a library of classic games with added online play. Users can play as many games as they want, as long as they want, as long as they have an active subscription.
Okay.
So
I'm okay with that then.
You have all the games.
So it's similar to, so like
that's
PlayStation.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
I'm way okay with that.
Well, because I don't know if you get that with PlayStation, and you only get those games for the month.
No, with PlayStation.
You keep them. I know
you keep them.
I know you keep them.
As long as you have the service.
But this one is a full library of classic games.
Right. So what they're doing is they're doing a combination of PlayStation and then what Xbox just launched with their Game Pass. So with Game Pass, it's an extra $10 a month in addition to your yearly Xbox Live.
Uh-huh.
And the $10 a month will give you access to 100-plus games library. And as long as you pay that $100 a month, you have access to it. Now,
see, this is cheaper.
You don't stream it. You have to download it. So it does take space on your console.
So it's $100 a month for that one.
No, that's...
I mean, $100 a year?
No, $10 a month.
Oh, $10 a month. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is still cheaper, though.
This is still cheaper. And do you have to download them to your Switch? That's the other thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if you have to download them to your Switch, then it's like, okay, well, we know the Switch has 32 gigs.
These are all old school classic games, though. Those games
That's
are...
That's true. They can't be much. There bytes. Can't be much. Yeah. Yeah.
They're 2 kilobytes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You could probably fit the entire library of Nintendo on, you know, not even... It probably won't even take up a gig.
Actually, the Christian Post does have a pretty good...
I bet you they do.
little blurb about this. Can I mind if I share?
I mean, if you like.
Preach, brother.
And another also said, Reggie, I will follow thee.
Wow.
But let me first bid them farewell, which are at home at my house.
I wouldn't be surprised if their articles were all written that way.
Written in King James Version.
Exactly.
And then Reggie said unto them, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of Miyamoto.
Wow.
There we go.
All right. That's a...
The Christian Post,
Christian
I mean,
mingles everybody.
It really gets
fire.
It really gets you thinking.
They're lit.
Really gets you thinking.
Going back to YouTube chat, Kill the Chickens.
Hey, Kill the Chickens.
Thinks that Smash would step all over ARMS.
Well, yeah, that makes true. Yeah, because if they want to push ARMS for a little bit, then they wouldn't announce Smash.
They wouldn't announce. I don't think they're.
Wait, is ARMS a first party title?
Think so.
Is it made by Nintendo? Because if it's made by Nintendo, they're not doing Smash.
They're not doing Smash yet.
Yeah,
yet.
Not yet. No.
Not for at least a year.
I don't think they would.
No, you're gonna.
They're not fighting with
the
themselves.
Crap
they're,
out
the
of
game.
You.
People who are gonna buy Smash are gonna buy Smash, and people who are gonna buy ARMS are gonna buy ARMS, and
I
then
think,
a shitload of people
yeah,
are gonna
we'll
buy
both.
Both.
I said it first.
I don't think
it's,
they. No,
it's
I,
not like they're like, oh, we're putting out Mario, so no other platformers.
What
could
other
come
games
out.
Came out in the beginning of the Switch? Because there were other ones. But
Zelda?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So there were other first-party games, but you saw Zelda. And I think the rest of the world saw Zelda.
I think you're foolish.
So I think if they did that with ARMS and brought out a big hitter like Smash
okay,
Brothers.
But here's the thing, though. Let's look at the first-party game. We had, what was it? What was the name of that game? Switch? U2 Switch?
1-2 Switch.
1-2 Switch. Let's... That's a different kind of game than
okay.
ARMS.
Hey.
I mean, ARMS are trying to make something out of that.
Yeah.
That was the equivalent of paying for Wii Sports.
And you can't make something out of it and then have something that's already established that's popular eclipse it, like, right at its launch. Like, it's not even up and, you know, up and running yet. Like, you got to give it some time to grow first before you, you know, oh, Smash Brothers, boom.
Yeah.
You're not not
We'll
wrong.
See. I love chat. They're really into the church stuff. They're saying, testify. Oh, my brother, testify. Drew and the TARDIS, Andy Penny, throwing down the gauntlet to YouTube chat saying, fuck YouTube chat.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
I apologize to that one guy in YouTube chat.
Kill the chickens.
You do not deserve this.
No.
You deserve much better. You can actually come to twitch.tv/videogame_bang and give Drew and the TARDIS a piece of your mind. That'd actually be quite
He's
hilarious.
Like, I only have YouTube. I'm
I
good
only
with
have
that
YouTube. My mom blocked Twitch.
Oh, damn. This just in again. Aaron Roselle with the fire. She just gave me a timestamp of when I can find that little clip there. So
I'm going to have to work with her to get her out of silver.
Okay.
She's still my ride or die. On Overwatch, she's I mean, it was fire. It was pure magic. The combos we were putting out there.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Wow, what time is it? Jesus Christ!
It's 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm trying to see. Hey, for your information in chat, I am not just a bronze. I am a super bronze.
That's terrible. that's horrible.
Oh, and the last one here on the list, Slash Gear. How could we be so foolish to forget?
They only had three?
No, they have one more. Anything on PS4's Final Fantasy VII Remake?
Which is already shaping up to be disappointing.
Why do you say that?
With the whole broken down into episodic. Yeah, that was a poor move on their part.
Yeah, especially when the game wasn't episodic to begin with.
Yeah, it was, what, three discs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's keep it 3 discs.
That's wow, we went about. Over. I knew it. My internal clock told me something's not right. Why didn't the music kick in? And we're about 10 minutes over. I apologize. For those of you who listen to the show week in, week out and want an hour of content, and we've betrayed your trust. We've given you bonus content that you didn't ask for. We bestowed this upon you, and I apologize if it offended you. Otherwise, cool. Good show for only a 3-man band, I'd say. Yeah, Ivy, I mean, of course, yeah. In Wizard World Philadelphia. But she will be with us at E3, so please subscribe. I talked about it at the beginning. I really, really would appreciate some subscriptions. If you have an iPhone or an Android, go to the music app or iTunes and search Video Game Bang. You'll see our faces with the bonus of Ivy Doomkitty's face. And you click subscribe on there. We'd appreciate a rating. If you give us a 5-star rating, that'd be super cool. We have like 40 ratings, which is, you know, not great for 5 years. But the downloads are going up. I really appreciate all the support that you guys are giving us in the podcast world. So we're definitely going to not let you down. We're going to come up with a lot of stuff this month for E3. And then one more announcement. We can actually announce this. I got an okay from the powers that be. Oblivion Comics and Coffee has decided to honor the Video Game Bang because it's our 5-year anniversary. They are going to give us our own toast, Aaron.
Like raise their glasses and say congratulations for 5 years.
Not Toastmasters.
They're not going to give us a toast like that. They're actually going to give us a menu item.
Oh, awesome.
People will be able to go, the millions and millions of podcast listeners, the Video Game Bang fans, can go to Oblivion Comics and Coffee and order a Video Game Bang.
It's just not called Bang and Toast?
I don't know what it's called.
No, it's called the Bang.
They pretty much just said go in there until we rest on a name.
Yeah.
You can go in there and just say the Bang Toast or the Game Bang Toast.
Bang and Toast.
The Bang and Toast is stupid.
How's that stupid?
That's not branding. I want Video Game Bang. Mm-hmm. I want people to walk into a store and say, I want a Video Game Bang. And then they get to put their mouth on a delicious, savory piece of toast that is given. It's got a thin layer of butter, Aaron, and then some sea salt. And actually, the recipe isn't like finalized. It's still in beta. So she told me not to say what was on it. But
so now you know there's butter and salt on
and
that.
And bread.
Bubble.
We know there's bread.
Butter and salt. And
bread confirmed.
Salt. Yes.
salt confirmed. Butter confirmed.
The demo that we taste tested. If you follow us on Facebook at Video Game Bang Bang and Instagram, Video Game Bang.
We live streamed our impressions.
We did.
Of the prototype.
That was some damn good toast.
It was good. It was a dunker for sure. This is not something, I mean, just much like our show, it was not very tame. It was very, very over the top.
Right. It's, very over the top.
Yeah.
And a lot of flavors, but they all melded together.
Yeah. No, it was delicious. So stay tuned for that one. I don't know when it's going to go live, but we just wanted to break a little bit of news. We're going to have our very own toast at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. So thank you to them. We love them. They're great people. So if you're in Sacramento area, go there. There's no reason you haven't been there yet. That's our show. Really appreciate you guys. I know we threw you off with the schedule, but that's the way life goes. This weekend, I don't think I'll be on the show, but these guys will overcome. Did I tell you I'm going to miss you, Aaron? Nothing to say, huh?
I said what I said. That's all I said.
Would it just kill you to say that you're going to miss me?
It would kill a lot of people. Not me, though, because I'm stronger than that.
For Aaron, Webb, and Corey, you've just been banged.